this morning. You love the Lord? Amen. There's something powerful about that thing of love. It'll change your heart, change your life. And I hope this morning that you've experienced the love of Christ in your life, and that I know He's loving you, and I hope that you are loving Him this morning and knowing those blessings of worshiping the Lord. Just good to be in His house, and we're so glad that you've come out this morning and enjoying the Lord. And so we've had a great week in the Lord this week, and we're just thankful for all that He's doing in our heart and lives. Had the opportunity to take a trip to Indianapolis with the men's group on Friday, and we enjoyed the boat, RV, and hunting and waterfowl expo. Had to get it all in there. I'm not sure I got it all in there, but we had a great time, and so I appreciate all the gentlemen and ladies that joined us, and it was just a good trip, and just good to go and fellowship together and have a good time. But boy, there's nothing like coming in the house of the Lord and worshiping Him and fellowshipping one with another. And so we just praise the Lord for that and hope that you continue to just have a great experience in the Lord. Well, we've come to a very unique time of the year, and often refer to it as Lent. And it is a very special time. It's all about the preparation for Easter and a time for us to be able to focus on Jesus. Truth is, sometimes we just get distracted and lose focus. Life is busy. And unfortunately, good things happen. Well, not unfortunately, bad things happen, but fortunately, good things happen. Got to get those in the right order. And sometimes there's just things that happen and we get distracted. And so Lent is that opportunity, and of course Lent is that six weeks of preparation before the celebration of Easter. And so that time frame that we refer to Lent is the opportunity for us to be able to regain our focus and to be able to realign ourselves to Jesus. And so Lent actually begins this Wednesday, February 26th. And so today I would like to encourage you to take the 2020 Lent Dare, which I'll be sharing with you in just a little bit, the 2020 Lent Dare, and to join us on our journey together over the next 6 weeks as we journey to the celebration of Easter. And I believe the Lord's got great things for us and some tremendous times of worship and fellowship as we journey together. And I hope this morning that we'll get on this journey and that we're going to genuinely and thoroughly experience Christ in this Easter season. And so to help us do that, I believe that Peter, in the epistle written by Peter, has some thoughts for us this morning. So I'd like to draw our attention to 1 Peter this morning, chapter 5. And I'll look at verses 6 through 8 this morning. So let's take our Bibles, let's turn over. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 this morning. Appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word. First Peter chapter 5, verse 6 this morning. And it shares with us, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Join us this morning in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we are so thankful for this beautiful atmosphere, Lord, in which to worship you. Thank you for the songs that have been sung this morning. Thank you for the time of prayer and fellowship we've had together. But oh Lord, thank you for this moment in which we're able to come to your word and find encouragement and to be strengthened and to be challenged. And Lord, I pray as we come this morning that you would genuinely stir our heart and mind as we begin to journey together in this Lent season. And as we prepare and, Lord, regain focus, we just ask that you would just have your will and your way this morning and over the next several weeks and next years of our life. We just pray, Lord, that you would pour yourself into us and, Lord, that we would just respond to you in a powerful way. And so, Lord, I ask that you would come and allow your word to speak to us, Lord, this morning in a very challenging and moving way. And Lord, I believe for that to happen, that You need to come and move on each one of us. And Lord, I ask that You would allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the Word. Lord, we just desire to be used of You this morning to share with Your people Your words and this challenge You've laid on our heart. And so, Lord, I ask that You would just sweep over us in a mighty way, and that the Holy Spirit would do a deep work in our heart and mind this morning, and we'd be changed, Lord, changed forever. And so I ask that You would just come and be with us this morning as we come to Your Word. We ask in Your precious name, and amen. You may be seated this morning. As we begin to journey together into the Lent season and have the opportunity to focus on the Lord and to make preparations for Easter, I believe that Peter has a few things to share with us in regard to these thoughts. As we mentioned to you, sometimes we just simply get distracted. And so this time of the year is a good opportunity to regain that focus and to get ourselves realigned with the Lord and what He's doing in our life as we journey to Easter. And so as I think about Peter, he is one of those guys who absolutely loved the Lord, was willing to lay his life down for the Lord, but in the midst of that, he lost focus for a period of time. If you recall, as Jesus was arrested in the garden, previously to that, Peter said to Jesus, "I'll go wherever you go, and I'll do whatever you need to do," and basically said, "Whatever you go through, I'll go through, and I'll die if I need to for you." And Jesus said to Peter, "Before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times." And we know in the life of Peter, that's exactly what happened after Jesus was taken to be tried and preparations for his crucifixion. That exactly happened in Peter's life. And so if anybody can speak to us in regard to this time of being able to refocus and reconnect to Jesus, I believe that it's Peter, because for a moment in his life, he had lost focus. And so there's some things I believe that Peter has to share with us. And so just a few words this morning as we begin to think about Lent and the 2020 Lent there that Peter, I believe, would want to share with us. And we find those this morning in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. And the first thing I believe that he'd want to share with us this morning is this, that we need to humble ourselves. We would see there in verse 6, it says, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." And so Peter says to us that in this Lent season, if we want to really and genuinely connect to the Lord and regain our focus, we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Anytime we see the hand of God in Scripture, it says some powerful things to us. First of all, it speaks about His power. Anytime we see the hand of God, not only does it speak to His power, but it also speaks to His authority. And it speaks to who He is. And we know this morning who He is. At least I hope that we know who He is. But we know that He's all powerful and that He's all knowing and He's all wise. And the list would go on and on and on. And so Peter says to us, if we genuinely want to refocus and realign ourselves with the Lord, the first thing we must do is recognize who He is, recognize His authority, recognize His power in our lives. And to do that, we have to humble ourselves. And that experience is simply recognizing who God is in our life. And when we do that, we find that verse 6 says that He will exalt us. And I believe that. The Lord will take care of us. He'll tend to the things in our life that are necessary when we humble ourselves before Him. And so this first part of refocusing and realigning our heart and mind with Christ over the next 6 weeks as we prepare for Easter is this simple thing of humbling ourselves before the Lord. Not only does Peter share with us that we need to humble ourselves before the Lord, we also understand here in verse 7 that we need to trust Him with all the cares of the world. Verse 7 says to us, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. And so in this Lent season, I want to encourage you this morning to trust Him with all the cares of the world. One of the things that often distract us from the work of the Lord or whatever it is that God is doing in our life is the cares of the world. And often, sometimes they weigh really heavy on us. And when we talk about the cares of the world, it could be good things. It could be troubling things. It could be bad things. It could be things that break our heart. It could be things that we need to accomplish. And the list would go on and on and on. There's multiple cares of the world that weigh on us each and every moment of our life. But Peter says to us, trust Him with all the cares of the world. In fact, cast all your cares upon Him. And I hope that in this Lent season that we have the opportunity to do that and that we'll choose to do that and that we'll trust Him with all those things that weigh so heavy on our heart and mind. And if we're really going to connect with Christ in this Lent season and get refocused and realigned with Christ, we need to trust Him with all those things that are distracting us, all those things that are weighing so heavy on our heart. And the reason we can do that, Peter says to us, is because He cares for us. I want you to know so clearly this morning, we've shared with you over the last several Sundays how much He loves us and cares about us. I want you to know this morning that He genuinely and thoroughly cares for you. No matter what those circumstances are in your life right now, if things are going very well, He cares for you. If they're not going so well, He cares for you. If there's troubling things, things that are breaking your heart, I want you to know this morning He cares. And whatever those things are, you can give them to Him. You can trust Him with them. And He will help you no matter what those circumstances are. And if we're really going to be able to focus on Christ, we have to move beyond the cares of the world because they will weigh us down. And so Peter says to us, cast all your care on Him because He cares for you. So we find Peter says to us that we need to humble ourselves. We need to trust Him and cast all our cares on Him. And then he says one other thing to us this morning. He says to us that we need to be sober and be vigilant. And we see that in verse 8 this morning. Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so if we want to be able to refocus and be realigned with Christ, we need to be sober. Or in other words, we need to be alert, awake, aware of what's happening in our life, what's happening around us. Not only do we need to be sober, but we need to be vigilant. When we talk about being vigilant, we're talking about careful watch. We're talking about being focused. And so we put those two things together, and Peter would say to us that in this time, that we need to be alert and focused. Not a better time of the year than right now, as we begin the Lent season, the sense of preparation for Easter, that we be alert, aware, and focused on Christ. Truth is, because if we're not, the cares of the world that we just spoke to you about will keep us from thoroughly experiencing Christ in this Easter season. And the desire of my heart, and I know the desire of God's heart, is for you to experience Him, to know Him, to feel His love, to be able to trust Him. And we hope that that's happening. But we may ask the question this morning, why do we need to be sober? Why do we need to be vigilant? Why do we need to cast our cares on Him? Why do we need to humble ourselves before Him? Why? Well, Peter tells us, because our adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Or in other words, the devil is trying to distract you. That's exactly what he wants to accomplish in your life. Sometimes we think about what the devil wants to happen in our life, and we think, well, you know, the devil doesn't want us to love the Lord. I'll be honest with you. He doesn't care if you love the Lord or not. But what he cares about is how much you're doing for the Lord and how that love is being to flow out of you. And so if he can distract you from worship, if he can distract you from spending time with the Father, if he can get you to focus on the cares of the world and all the things that are going on around you, you won't be about the work of the Lord. And so he's seeking this morning to distract you. And that's why we need to humble ourselves before the Lord. That's why we need to cast our cares on him. And that's why we need to be sober and vigilant, because the devil doesn't want us to be about the work of the Lord. The devil doesn't want us to experience his love and his grace and his mercy and all the wonderful things that the Lord gives to us, that peace that passes all understanding. And my, the list would go on and on and on this morning. The devil doesn't want us to have any of those things. And so what he does is he keeps us busy. He keeps us distracted. He keeps us focused on all the cares of the world instead of on Christ. And by doing so, he accomplishes his purpose. I hope that we'll be diligent in this Lent season, in this Easter season, to keep our focus on Christ and to be sober and to be vigilant and to humble ourselves before the Lord and to trust him with all the cares of the world. And when we do that, I genuinely believe we have the opportunity to experience Christ powerfully in our life. And I hope that that unfolds for us over the next several weeks as we journey together to Easter. And so as we take that journey this morning, I want to take a few moments and share with you the Lent Dare. We've often noted in the past as the Lent Challenge, but we want to share with you this morning the Lent Dare. I wonder this morning, if I ask you the question, how many of you have ever been dared before? I believe we all have. You remember when you were a child and your friend would say to you, "I dare you." Yeah, you remember that. Sometimes that worked. Sometimes we were ambitious, and the only problem is with dares, sometimes they get you in trouble. And so you have to be very careful when it comes to dares, because sometimes they don't turn out very well. And some of those dares flow out of a game that we often refer to as truth or dare. Some of those didn't turn out well. But anyway, you've been dared before. Oh, hey, Bob, that's my line. Hold up a minute. And when it got really, really serious, when they dared you and you just didn't bite on that, you were hesitant for a moment. "I double dog dare you." Now we were getting serious. This is serious stuff. But can you believe there was a greater dare than a double dog dare? Yeah, absolutely. Come to that place where they get real serious. "I triple dog dare you." In those days, nobody could turn down a triple dog dare. Couldn't do it. And so here we are at the beginning of Lent. It's going to start Wednesday. And I want to take a time this morning to dare you. No, I want to double dog dare you. In fact, I want to triple dog dare you. You still into that? But I can assure you this morning that you won't get in trouble. But you might encounter God like you never have before. You know what dare is? I hope you do. Because I do. I triple dog dare you this morning to accept the dare. When I talk about the Lent dare this morning, I'm talking about spiritual disciplines. I'm talking about us over the next 6 weeks doing certain things that's going to prepare our heart and mind to genuinely and thoroughly experience Christ in this Easter season. And when we arrive on Easter morning, we're going to be so excited about what God is doing that we can't help but celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. And so here we go. In fact, if you want to open your bulletin, you're going to find in the bulletin a sheet that is entitled The 2020 Lent Dare. I probably should have put it at the bottom with a little asterisk, I triple dog dare you. And so it's in there for you, and I want you to take that home with you. Because we're going about to experience God in a powerful way. So you might say, well, Pastor, what's the Lent dare? The Lent dare is this. I want to encourage you over the next 6 weeks, starting Wednesday, to give up something you love. This is about sacrifice. Christ sacrificed Himself for us. I think for 6 weeks of our life, we can sacrifice something that we love. Shake your head. Saying, Pastor Mike, what is something I love? What are you talking about? Many of us love that cup of coffee first thing in the morning. Well, I heard that. Yeah. Some of us love chocolate. Some of us love cheese. Some of us do. That sounded like a triple dog dare to me. I want to challenge you. I want to dare you to give up something you love for the Lord. Make a sacrifice. Whatever it is you love. I know what it used to be in my life. It used to be sweet tea. I don't drink sweet tea anymore. This is a little bit more of a challenge for me. But we're going to do that. And I encourage you to do that. Give up something you love, not your spouse or your children. They're off limits, okay? Or your job. You may not love your job, but there's a few things. Anyway, you know what I mean? Give up something that we just love. Sacrifice that for the Lord. Simply to say, Lord, I love you. I'm doing this for you. And then, I dare you to fast one day. Now we're getting close to the heart. You're telling me I've got to give up chocolate or coffee, and now you're telling me I've got to give up food for a day? Yes. Fast one day. Scripture tells us many times, if we really want to draw close to the Lord, that we need to fast and pray. I dare you to fast one day a week. Once we've given up something we love and we're going to fast one day a week, I dare you to read the crucifixion and resurrection accounts in the Bible over and over and over again in the next 6 weeks. You'll say, Pastor Mike, I know what happened. Yeah, I know you do. But may it be ever fresh on our mind. This is what Easter is all about, is the crucifixion and the resurrection of the Lord. This is what life is all about. This is why we have life. This is why we're here this morning, is because of the crucifixion and the resurrection of the Lord. This is why we're going to have everlasting life. This is why we worship. This is why we breathe today. And I want that to be fresh on our mind every day as we prepare these next 6 weeks and journey together to Easter. And every time you read it, of course you're going to find it recording the Gospels. And so you have options. But every time you read it, I believe you're going to understand something new in regard to the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And I believe the Lord can speak to you and reveal to you something you've just never noticed before. And so I dare you to read the crucifixion and resurrection accounts in Scripture. And then I'm going to dare you to pray that God will give you and someone else, and so you're praying that God will give you and someone else that you're praying for over the next 6 weeks a powerful Easter experience. So we're going to fast and we're going to pray. This is about refocusing, and this is about reconnecting to the Lord in such a powerful way. And we're going to pray that for ourselves, and we're going to pray that for somebody else. And then I'm going to ask you to do the unthinkable. You're going to invite that person that you've been praying for 6 weeks to come Easter Sunday morning. You can invite them before that, but you're going to pray for them over the next 6 weeks, and you're going to invite them to church. I dare you to do that. Invite. In fact, I dare you to invite. Can we do that? I believe we can do that. In fact, we might need a little help. Let's say that together. Invite. I dare you. And then I dare you this morning to spend an extra 10 minutes of quiet time with God. An extra 10 minutes a day of quiet time with God. I'm not asking you to read anymore. I'm not asking you to get out of devotional and read anymore. I just encourage you to take 10 minutes and spend in quiet time with the Lord. That's it. Just right before the Lord. Just to be quiet before Him. You might ponder His mercy and His grace and His love and just allow the Lord to speak to your heart. I dare you to do that. You might say, Pastor, why would you ask us to do these things? Well, first of all, because every one of us need to have spiritual disciplines in our life. Second, because the devil doesn't want you to do one of these things. And third, because I simply believe that if you do these things, God is going to stir your heart and you're going to experience the love of Christ in such a powerful way, you won't be able to wait till Easter. Which speaks to anticipation. And so this morning, I triple dog dare you to give up something you love, to fast one day a week, to read the crucifixion and resurrection accounts in the Bible, to pray God will give you and someone else a powerful Easter experience, and then invite that person and spend an extra 10 minutes in quiet time with God daily. We already agreed that you couldn't turn down a triple dog dare. You've been dared this morning. We're going to do this thing. But the beauty of it is we're going to do it together. So not only this morning have we shared with you a few thoughts and words from Peter, we've triple dog dared you to accept the 2020 Lent dare. And the last thing I'm going to ask of you this morning is that we take this journey together. We take this journey together. And that we have a sense of anticipation and expectation of what's going to happen over the next 6 weeks. And so the journey looks something like this morning. It's going to begin with the Lent dare. I've dared you this morning. I hope with all my heart that you're already saying, I'm up to this triple dog dare. And so we're going to move through the Lent dare over the next 6 weeks. And the next part of our journey will be our communion and ashes service, which won't be this Sunday, but will be next Sunday. I won't be with you this Sunday. We'll be at the minister's retreat. But the following Sunday, we're going to have our communion and ashes service, that opportunity for us to come and partake of communion and be reminded of what the whole Easter season is about that crucifixion, about the shedding of blood. And then we'll have the opportunity to receive the imposition of ashes, which is a symbol of humility before the Lord. And in between those times, we're going to have opportunity to pray and experience Christ and fellowship together. Love the ashes and communion service. And then over the next 6 weeks, we're not only going to have the Lent dare, but we're going to have the ashes and communion service. And then we're going to make weekly preparations on our journey to celebrate Easter. We'll begin that with a sermon series following the ashes and communion service entitled, It Is Finished. And each week we're going to be sharing with you in regards from Jesus' last words from the cross and what those words meant to those individuals that were there and to us today as Jesus spoke from the cross. Powerful things that He shared with us. We're going to share those with you. And then also this morning as you leave, we want to make sure that each one of you get an It Is Finished. And this is going to follow along with the main themes of the sermon series. And so this is a devotional book and journal where you have opportunity to spend with the Lord and to be able to journal a little bit in regard to those experiences each week. And so for our weekly preparations, we're going to have the sermon series, It Is Finished, and this devotional that we want to make sure you get at the end of the service this morning. And what I want you to do once you get this book is in your bulletin, right? You know exactly where this is, right? 2020 Lent Dare, Triple Dog Dare. All right. Once you get this book, I want you to take this one more time. And what you're going to do, I'm being silly, I know, just stay with me. I'm like that every now and then. Go ahead, you can say it. You can relate. Oh, I'm sorry. Each day, right, we read in here. You know that works. And this is going to be called a book marker. And so every day that you go to your devotional, you're going to see the triple dog dare every day. Aren't you going a little overboard, Pastor Mike? Probably not. Just forgive me now, okay? Typically what happens is we see this really neat book, and we say, you know what, I want to read that. We buy that, we put that in our car, and we find out 6 weeks later it's still on the back seat. Let's experience God. Get involved. So each week, sermon series, devotional, Lent dare. And then we're going to encounter the Palm Sunday service. We have the opportunity to rejoice as we begin the Passion Week. And we'll be talking about the Passion Week later. And then we'll go from the Palm Sunday service to the Good Friday service. Community Good Friday service, we encourage you to be part of that. To come together with the community there at the high school. that we worship the Lord together. And then from the Good Friday service, we'll move into that celebration of Easter. And of course, we're going to have our sunrise service. Always a very special service. Right next to the Christmas Eve service, in my opinion. And then we'll have breakfast. Oh, it's getting gooder. And then we'll have Sunday school. And it's getting gooder, gooder. We're going to have worship. We're going to celebrate that Christ has defeated the grave and that He's risen. And because He's defeated the grave and risen, we can have life, and we can have life everlasting. And I believe if you're doing this, God is going to move and work, and you're going to have a tremendous Easter experience. But I believe this morning, and we can take this journey together, and we can have a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord this Easter season. But I believe it starts, of course, with humbling ourselves before the Lord, accepting the land there, and taking the journey. And I hope this morning we can do that together. In fact, as we come to a close this morning, I wonder today, will you listen to the words of Peter? Will you accept the Lent there? And will you journey with us together to the celebration of Easter? Let's stand together this morning. The praise team is going to come, and they're going to lead us this morning in that powerful chorus, Sanctuary. Listen to the words of Peter. Will we accept the Lent dare? Would you be willing today to journey together to this celebration of Easter? Oh, I hope that you would. And so this morning, if you're willing to do that, I wonder if you would just step out, come to an altar of prayer this morning, and as a church, brothers and sisters in Christ, the body of believers, we would just stand before the Lord and say, Lord, I accept the dare, and I'm going to journey together with my brothers and sisters to the celebration of Easter, and then we're going to have a word of prayer. Because we need the Lord to help us. And I can tell you right now, the adversary is saying, ah, you don't need to do that. Your pastor's out of his mind. I dare you to take that step this morning. Come before the Lord. Let's take this journey together. In 6 weeks, we can look back and say, that was the best 6 weeks of my life. They're going to lead us. Let's be mindful of the Lord. Lord, as we come before You, we come before Your throne this morning, hungry, Lord, for a move of God. Lord, we stand before You here. We want to journey together to the experience of Easter, to be able to celebrate together in doing so, Lord. We're accepting that dare. We're going to do those things, Lord, that's going to help prepare our heart and mind. And Lord, we're entering in this moment with a sense of anticipation. And Lord, we know that You're going to move. We know that You're going to work. We're laying all our cares upon You, Lord. We're trusting You. We're humbling ourselves before You, Lord. We plan to be sober and vigilant, Lord. We're wanting to focus on You and experience You, Lord, like we haven't in some time. And so, Lord,
I pray right now this morning that you would just allow the Holy Spirit to wash over us in a powerful way, Lord, and that you would stir our heart and that you would stir our mind, and there would be a hunger in us to experience you, Lord, like we've never experienced before. And Lord, we'll come from this place this morning excited about this opportunity to journey together, experience this dare, and worship our Lord with a sense of renewal and life. And so, Lord, I ask this morning that you would help us as we stand together and journey to Easter, moving us in a powerful way. We ask in your precious name. And amen. Let's sing this chorus just one more time. Can we do this just with our voices this morning? And let's just worship the Lord. Bear me. His name this morning. I want us to take a moment and look around. I said we'd do this together. Here we are. Let's do this together. Let's experience Christ like we never have before. And let's invite. We can do this, right? Oh, come on now. We can do this, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. And if you would you have a closing word of prayer for us this morning?